question this week from Lloyd, who writes, I drove by a vineyard the other day and thought to myself, I wonder how many bottles of wine all those grapes will make. Is there a standard ratio of how many grapes go into one bottle, or does it depend on the grape being used? That's an interesting question. I mean, you got 10 acres of grapes out there. How much wine you end up with?
Oh, there are so many variables, Lloyd. And are you an engineer, Lloyd? Let me know, because I've had this question from some engineers in the past, okay? I've got some actual numbers for you, but there are so many variables. The vigor of the actual site, the grape variety, the actual species that you're growing, where you're growing it, how your weather conditions are that year, as well as how the overall climate is in that area. So there are lots of variables, but I'm going to give you a couple of numbers here that I dug out, because let's just say on average planting density, meaning we have 3 feet between the rows, or 5 feet between the rows, or 10 feet between the plants, or 7 feet between the plants. So, but just on average, there are in 6 to 8 clusters, 600 to 800 grapes make a bottle of wine.
Okay,
so that's about 2.4 pounds of grapes to make a bottle of wine. That's under average ideal conditions. It doesn't take into effect, very productive vines in a high, hot area. It's not looking at Thompson seedless grapes grown in the Central Valley, and you're getting 11 tons to the acre instead of 2.5 to 3 tons to the acre of what we would get in Washington Cabernet Sauvignon, for example. So, you know, you're talking about somewhere in between there. So one barrel of wine, you walk in and you typically see a barrel that has about 25 cases in it. 25 cases of 12 bottles. So you've got 25 by 12. What is that? 300 bottles. Okay.
Wow,
okay. And 1 ton of grapes will give you between 50 and 60, 65 cases of wine, depending on how efficient you are, the grape type itself, how much you press those grapes. So it's a small winery. Typically, we get somewhere in the area of 50 to 55 cases per ton. A larger winery might get 60 cases per ton.
So you're looking at that plot of land as you're driving by on the freeway, and you guess there's 10 acres out there. Bottom line, there's a lot of wine out there.
Yeah, potentially 10 acres at 3 tons to the acre, which is a good conscientious amount of grapes to grow per an acre. 30 tons by 50 cases, let's say. You do the math, and you got some wine.
A lot of wine.
Yeah. Enough for us for lunch.
We'll be right back.